Hello, everyone, and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and today we begin our Newsworthy Clips article. It is September 14th, and I have two panelists here to help me discuss this article. First, welcome, Albert.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be here, and I'm really excited about our first article.
Are you ready to take a trip to the moon?
I am, or I want to. When I was a kid, my mom asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I told her an older sister. She just laughed at me. I didn't really understand why. And then the second thing I wanted to do was to go to the moon.
Well, maybe your dreams will come true.
Yes.
How about you, Linda? Welcome to the program. Do you want to go to the moon?
Hi. Actually, I think it's probably everyone's dream to go to the moon, or as a kid. Like, you always, like, wonder, you know, about how it would be on the moon. And, you know, we've seen footage of the first man walking on moon. So it's something I think maybe we've all thought about. But we probably won't get a chance to do that unless you have a lot of money, I think.
Well, maybe someone will pay for you. And then you can go.
Yeah, then I'd have an opportunity to.
Right, for most people, it's just a big dream. They don't really expect to ever, you know, see that dream fulfilled. But for some people, it looks like it will happen. And that is the first topic of our Newsworthy Clips article. SpaceX plans to send two private astronauts to circle the moon. And so I don't think they're actually going to land on the moon, right? They're just going to circle it.
Mm.
But that's close enough, right?
It's, I think, in terms of, like, just difficulty, it's a whole other, like, story to get onto the moon and then leaving it.
Right. Yeah. Just think of all the photos you can upload to Facebook, all of the selfies you
can take. Oh, that's good enough.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we are on page 24. If you have your magazines with you, please open them up to that page. And we will have two readings for today right now. Let's have our first one.
SpaceX plans to send two private astronauts to circle the moon. SpaceX plans to fly two private citizens around the moon atop one of the company's own rockets. And, SpaceX says, the cost will be paid out of the astronauts' own pockets. In typical fashion, SpaceX's audacious billionaire founder and chief executive Elon Musk provided few details about the expedition. Musk wouldn't say who will make the flight in late 2018, how much it will cost in total, or how much the astronauts are paying. He did say that the two individuals had come to him and asked if SpaceX would set up the flight. They've put down their deposits and will start fitness tests and training later this year. The moon flight is the most ambitious yet for the nascent private space industry. The week-long moonshot would make a close flyby of the moon's surface, Musk said. The spacecraft will not try to land on the surface of the moon.
Okay, well, we are talking once again about SpaceX. We've talked about this company before, but can you let us know a little bit more about it, Albert?
Yeah, it's founded and led by Elon Musk, who is also in charge of Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of that electric car company.
Yes.
And a boring company. And what it is it's trying to make space exploration cheaper.
Okay.
Yeah, as an example, it sells rockets or basically rides to space to the government for about $100 million versus before NASA was charging $422 million.
So it's cheaper.
By a lot.
Great. So, Linda, you might get your chance to go to the moon.
Yeah, there's a small discount, right?
Okay. So, well, SpaceX is busy again. We know about Elon Musk and we've talked about them often. They're busy again, SpaceX. They're planning to fly two private citizens around the moon. And how are they going to do this, Linda?
Well, they're going to use one of the company's own rockets.
Okay. So you know, Albert just told us they do it at a cheaper rate than NASA, right? So that makes it more affordable, but it's still really, really expensive, right? Mm-hmm. We have this word atop there. That's a simple word. What does it mean, Albert?
Atop?
On, yeah. Or on or on top of. Yeah.
Right.
But here it would be on the spaceship. You wouldn't really be on top of the rocket, yeah. On the rocket.
No, that would be pretty exciting.
Actually, I think it is on top of, because what happens is the rocket is the bottom half, and then there's the capsule, so you're kind of like riding on top of the rocket.
Okay, but not you. I'm picturing someone outside.
Oh, okay. That's the direction we're going with, yeah.
Yes. But anyway, so they're going to take this trip to the moon, around the moon, rather. And SpaceX says the cost will be paid out of the astronauts' own pockets. And so, you know, SpaceX isn't paying for this, right? The astronauts themselves, the private citizens, they are paying for it. And when we say you pay out of your own pocket, you know, that just means that you pay for it yourself, right?
Right, from your own funds.
Right. You don't get funds from elsewhere. You pay for it yourself. I don't know. Maybe they're doing some fundraisers for this. So they
maybe
can put money, you know, toward it. I don't know.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why it's cheaper is because SpaceX has developed this technology to reuse rockets that have been launched.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it was a write-off where after you fire a rocket, you would have to build all over from scratch a new rocket.
Right. Okay. Good way to save money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in typical fashion, SpaceX's audacious billionaire founder and chief executive, Elon Musk. So let's stop there and just talk about some of these words. They are describing the founder and chief executive, Elon Musk. And we have this phrase at the beginning, in typical fashion. What does the word fashion mean there? It's not talking about clothes, right?
Right. We're not talking about clothing style, but style in a different sense. In their common style of doing things.
Mm-hmm. It's a way of doing something, right? And so he's doing something typical here, and we see that SpaceX is audacious billionaire. Okay, so audacious.
Right, so it's something where you're showing a willingness to take risks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is something that Elon Musk is known for. He started 3 to 4 companies where people were like, whoa, you're crazy. We have a government in place that has tried to do this, but has failed, and you're willing to do this.
Okay, so we get a description there of Elon Musk, and he's audacious. And but we at the beginning it says in typical fashion, comma. So there's all that information in between. Now let's jump past his name, Elon Musk, and go to the next part. It says provided few details. So in typical fashion, he, Elon Musk, provided few details about the expedition. So this is saying that this is how he normally behaves. He doesn't give you a lot of information about what's to come.
Right. He doesn't want to reveal too much. And probably that creates intrigue about what he's going to do,
right,
so people stay curious.
Just a teaser, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're watching a commercial or you're watching a news program and they just tease you. They give you a headline or something to draw you in. Well, that's what Elon is doing here with this particular expedition, and this is what he normally does. That's how he behaves. And did they tell us who will actually be going on this trip?
He doesn't, but, you know, 2 people have signed up, they approached him, and he hasn't announced how much it will cost. But since this article was published, he said the cost should be around $58 million to $80
million
to circle around the moon, which is actually the current price. $80 million is about the current price NASA pays to send people to the International Space Station, which is kind of closer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's a lot closer. I think it's about $70 million that NASA pays Russia to, take an astronaut to the ISS. But I thought the cost to go to the moon would be a lot more, maybe double what you just said. I think more like $150 to $175 million.
Right. And I think here's where you can see the difficulty is leaving Earth's orbit. You know, it's like going that the other distance to the moon, the remaining distance is just, they're kind of cruising. We have this other company, Virgin Galactic, and they are going to offer flights to near this edge of space around Earth, mm-hmm. like near the ISS station,
mm-hmm.
and they're charging $250,000, right? But not to the ISS station itself. So you can see that gap where it's like going that much further yeah. costs that much more.
But maybe if we have a lot more companies, you know, competing? Getting involved in this competition,
yeah.
you know, maybe soon it will be like $500.
Well, $250,000 is not that much. It's like the price of a Ferrari.
Okay, well, there you go. Not that much. Okay, so Musk wouldn't say who will make the flight in late 2018, and he didn't say how much it will cost in total, although Albert just gave us an update. And he doesn't mention how much the astronauts are paying. But he did say what?
That two individuals came to him and they asked him if SpaceX could set up a flight.
Okay, so they came to him. That's mm-hmm. nice. You know, you have a business and they come to you, and then now they can, you know, agree to that, and it's going to cost a lot of money. So that's what they're working on. So they've put down their deposit. And now if you put down a deposit on something, that in this case will probably go toward the final cost. So you put down a deposit, and that kind of helps the, you know, organization or business know that you're serious about doing something, right?
Right. It's also like a sign of commitment, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're interested in an apartment, you put down a deposit with the landlord, and they'll secure that place for you until you sign a contract.
Right. In that case, you know, at the end of your contract, mm-hmm. you may get that deposit back if, you know, everything's in good shape, clean,
oh, yeah.
and so forth.
Like a
that.
Security deposit.
Right.
Yeah.
So the deposits can mean a little bit different depending on what it is. Okay, so they also need to do a fitness test. They want to make sure that they are in good shape.
Exactly, yeah. You need to be in good shape to go into space. And also, just for the different conditions, they'll be under different conditions going into space.
And they have to do some training as well. I would like to know what all that involves. And so I'm sure that's quite interesting. So they have to do all of these things to get ready for this big trip when they are going to circle the moon. And this moon flight is the most ambitious yet for this private space industry. And it is pretty ambitious, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, flying to the moon, that's much further than we mentioned earlier, flying to the International Space Station or flying around the Earth. And they mention a word here, nascent. It's a nascent private space industry, and that just means that it's emerging, mm-hmm. it's new, it's developing, like it hasn't been fully established yet.
Right, it definitely ambitious. I mean, we have had countries that tried to go for the moon, mm-hmm. you know, Russia, China's currently trying to aim for that, India as well, and so far only one country has done that, and that's just being the United States.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the week-long moonshot would make a close flyby of the moon's surface. That term moonshot is not something maybe we hear every day, but they're kind of, you know, being shot to the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, you know, circle it, and they're doing a flyby. They're going to fly by it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty easy word to understand. This is according to Elon Musk himself, and the spacecraft will not try to land on the surface of the moon. Maybe that's next time, right?
Yeah, probably.
That would probably cost another, you know, $100 million or something.
Probably.
But anyway, that is kind of just the introduction of what's going on with these two astronauts. They're private citizens, and they are paying a lot of money to take a trip to fly by the moon. But we have much more to find out and discover, so let's go to our next reading for today.
Musk said he thought that there was a market for two such missions per year, and that they could be a significant driver of revenue for the company. Musk's plans for deep space travel, including his lofty goal of colonizing Mars, are a step beyond recent space tourism plans, said Bill Ostrove, aerospace and defense analyst at Forecast International. It creates a lot of publicity for the industry, which I think is important for continuing to generate interest, both in terms of customers and investors, he said. Musk has promised breakthroughs in space technology before, He has mostly delivered, although not always in the time frame he initially announced. At least one analyst wouldn't be surprised to see Musk's timetable slip. SpaceX has a lot of challenges on its plate this year, said Charles Lurio, writer and publisher of space newsletter The Lurio Report, which doesn't mean they can't do it. I just think it's probably more likely they'll do it a little later than they're currently projecting.
And Musk wants to continue this. He thinks they can maybe do at least 2 missions per year, Albert.
Right. You know, he feels like this could be a significant driver of revenue, so it would be like a good cash flow for them, for the company to make money off of. Mm-hmm.
He believes there's a market for this, meaning other people are probably also interested in taking similar trips. And so that's good for his business, of course. And we know Elon Musk is very busy. He's a very busy man. We mentioned earlier, he also is in charge of Tesla, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about those cars and so forth, and so he's doing a lot. And we learn here that they could be a significant driver of revenue for the company. And so he's looking at this from a business perspective.
Right. And for the goals that he has, he's going to need a lot more revenue. And if this can contribute to that, then that'd be great.
Ooh, can we talk about those goals?
Yes, they're lofty. They're really high. And the first one is
colonized
Mars, right?
Yeah.
I always think this one is hilarious. We've talked about this before. He actually, ladies and gentlemen, he wants to colonize Mars, meaning that he wants to send people there to stay. I don't know how long. I get forever. I don't know.
It's probably a one-way trip.
You could do a long-term mission, stay for a couple of years. I don't know. Would you want to live on Mars?
I would want to, but I think it seems like with current technology, it's definitely a one-way trip. You cannot leave Mars.
Well, that's kind of sad. How about you, Linda? Would you want to just pick up everything and move to Mars?
I don't think so. I think I'm fine here on Earth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would like to visit. That would be cool.
Right.
You know, maybe once everything is set up.
Yeah, maybe once they've already established a colony, then
you can
I'll
just
think about visiting.
You can vacation on Mars.
Exactly.
There you go.
Right. I mean, it sounds like far-fetched, you know. It's like something that's just beyond our reach. But, I mean, Elon Musk has that track record. He wanted to make inexpensive electric cars for everybody, but he started out making like $200,000 electric sports vehicles, and then he took that money and invested it and made it cheaper, like to $90,000. And he's aiming for next year to release a $30,000 electric car, which is kind of like an average price for, you know, the average family.
So he has big plans, big goals, okay? That's great. And, you know, if you can have a big plan, a big goal, and it will help you at least reach something. It's better than no goal at all, right?
Right.
And so according to this aerospace and defense analyst, he says that Musk's plans for deep space travel are a step beyond recent space tourism plans. And so, meaning that he really does have big goals and big plans for the future. And so, we'll see if we get there. I don't know. It's hard to believe that people will be living on Mars, but it was hard for people to believe a lot of stuff that's, you know, happening now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a long time ago they wouldn't believe that. So, who knows? Well, it does create a lot of publicity, and that's good for the company, right?
Right. And he goes on to say that he thinks it's important for continuing to generate interest in both in terms of customers and investors.
And investors, that's really important. You need the money. You need people to invest into the business. And publicity is important as well because that draws more attention to your organization or your company, which could also in turn bring more money in, right, in the long run because people know about your company and so forth. Well, Musk has promised breakthroughs before, hasn't he?
Right. He's promised like really tight deadlines where he announced something and he was projected like, oh, we'll get it done by this date. He has missed a couple of those, but I mean, he has been checking them off, like reusing rockets.
For the most part, he meets those he meets the deadlines,
mm-hmm.
which, deadlines aren't always easy to meet. We know that with our own work. But these are big projects. We could understand him changing the dates on stuff and saying, we're not ready yet. But he's mostly delivered, hasn't he?
Right, he has. And the analyst goes on to say that he would be surprised to see Musk's timetable slip. And mm-hmm. here, slip, mean mistake, or, not delivering it exactly as promised, but probably right. eventually.
Mm-hmm. And if you deliver on something, it's like you deliver on a promise.
Mm.
You said you would do something, and then you actually did it. And so that's the meaning of that term, delivered there. And so would it be, impossible or, it's not unthinkable that this might change, but anyway, this is Elon Musk's goals, and we'll see if it comes about. So SpaceX has a lot of challenges on its plate, and sometimes we use that phrase in our own lives. I have a lot on my plate right now.
Right. It means that you have a lot of responsibilities, you have a lot of work, or a lot of things going on in your life.
Right. And so that's true also for SpaceX, and there's a lot on the schedule this year, Albert.
Right. I mean, I usually use that when, usually it's like a negative association, like you're just busy mm-hmm. and you're juggling too many things. Although, if you say you have a lot on your plate while at a buffet, it's pretty darn good.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of, honestly. When we're talking about plates, it makes me think about food, and that is a good thing if you have a lot of food on your plate. Well, maybe not too much. That could turn into some, unhealthy habits, right?
Right.
Anyways, let's move on from that. We are hearing from this writer and publisher, and he goes on to say, which doesn't mean they can't do it. So they have a lot going on, but it's still possible they can complete everything on time. But this publisher thinks it's probably more likely they'll do it a little later than they're currently projecting.
Right. I mean, again, like to mention Virgin Galactic, which is like their closest rival, which is led by another, what we call eccentric billionaire, what's his name? Richard Branson.
Mm.
And his company is only aiming for below the International Space Station. And he's mm-hmm. not aiming for the moon or the space station itself. And also Amazon, Jeff Bezos, he's also getting into this as well. He's getting into rockets as well.
Okay, so Elon Musk is actually shooting for the moon. Right?
What does that mean? It sounds like it's supposed to mean something. What does that mean?
Right. That's usually we use that mm-hmm. figuratively, right?
Uh-huh.
Shoot for the moon, meaning, have some high goals.
Right. Set
some
high goals. Aim as high as the moon.
Yes, but he's actually
his literal goal
that.
Is the moon.
Yeah. How many people can say that? That's
One.
Awesome. But it does help us to think about goals. We may not be literally shooting for the moon, but it's important to set some high goals for our lives. And it's, it's not the beginning of the year. It is September. But, if you can look back over the year so far, have you met some of your goals? Are you thinking about your goals? How about you, Albert?
I guess I should start saving. What was that? $58 million to $80 million for the moon?
That's your goal? Okay.
Maybe we can get a group deal on. You want Linda
yeah.
Brennan?
I don't think we could get enough people in on that deal to make it cheap enough for us to go on. How about you, Linda? How are your goals this year? Are you meeting those?
Well, I've met some of them, but I have, a couple more months to try and meet other goals. So I'll be working on that before the year ends.
All right. Would you like to share
just that
one?
Specific.
Be a little more specific. Our listeners are thinking, well, what goals have you met?
Well, next month, I'll be participating in a competition, and there's a lot of training that I need to put into that.
Mm.
So there's still, there's still a month left, so I probably need to work on that so I can perform really well.
Do you need to leave now to work on that? Yeah, I think we all need the reminder of setting goals. I like to run, so if I want to be in a race, one time I was in a half marathon. I haven't done that since, and maybe that could be a goal for me. I could try that again. I'm not quite to the point at all to, of doing a full marathon. That just seems crazy. That's a lot of running at one time. But I think whatever it is, we can think about what can I do this month? What can I do with the remainder of the year? What goals can I set? And you can start off small, as you know. You don't have to shoot for the moon, right? The first time, yeah.
I think it's really crazy that how, like, we're witnessing, like, I feel like this is the beginning of how, like, maybe not our children, but our children's children will have this thing where they're like, hey, where do you want to go for summer vacation? Hawaii? No, let's go to the moon. All right, I think prices are pretty good now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. And, you know, maybe when we're 90, that can be a goal for us. Who knows? Anyway, we had a few good words today that before we go, I just want to review. One was audacious, meaning?
Daring. You're willing to take risks or, you know, do something that people wouldn't normally do. And it could also mean that you're willing to maybe offend people by doing something that they don't think is right or they think that is outrageous. So.
And we also talked about the word publicity today, drawing attention to something. We often use this word with maybe a company. They're trying to get more publicity so they can maybe draw in more customers, right? And so they want to promote themselves. They want that publicity. And then also we had, you know, you have a lot on your plate, which we just discussed.
Right. It's, you know, you have a lot to do. You have an unusually large amount of important work to deal with at a given time.
Okay. Well, we have much more to talk about in Newsworthy Clips, and so we hope that you will come back tomorrow for day two. Until then, this is Brandon,
Linda,
and Albert
saying goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.